And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with El Presidente, Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. We're going to be talking some Shimano fishing, going to have some great fishing here in Southern California. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, one of the funnest shows of the year today, buddy.
Indeed. Dave Pfeiffer, our annual visit from the president of Shimano. Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Dave? Good morning.
Great to have you. Thanks for taking the time. I know you have a busy schedule, and now that you're bi-coastal, covering covering all things. So how is life on the East Coast?
Life on the East Coast is great.
Yeah?
But, you know, I'm still here a lot. Yeah. I couldn't ask for a better year than 2018.
Boy, you're not kidding.
I caught fish on the West Coast. I caught fish on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You did it right.
I'm good.
This year.
I did it right this year.
Very, very right this year.
You caught a lot of big bluefin out here. You won tournaments. You did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
So you spent really a lot of time fishing here and fishing on the East Coast.
Yeah, I was... Well, I still come back for business about almost once a month here, but I really only fish mostly in the summer. I didn't fish in the winter here. I mean, I fish from the Tuna Club tournament stuff from really July through October, and then, you know, mixed in all my fishing back home.
Yeah. So what was that like fishing here this summer? What, tell us about your highlights.
Yeah. At some point, I want the full story of your Tuna Club fish. Like, I think that is the coolest thing. That was probably one of the coolest fish that was caught this year, period, amongst everybody. And at some point, I want the full story.
Yeah, I didn't catch anything small, I can tell you that. I only caught a couple big bluefin, but both of them were real standouts. I had a 192 on 50-pound Dacron.
Oh, come on.
That was a brutal fish. He worked me for 7 hours, and that fish was... And then I got, the 219 on vintage tackle, on antique tackle.
Explain, though, what vintage tackle is.
Everything has to be pre-1940. Every year, the Tuna Club has one day, they have a vintage tackle tournament. All your tackle has to be pre-1940. So linen line, your reel, your rod, everything has to be pre-1940.
And what's the significance of 1940?
I don't really know, actually. But that's just the...
Yeah.
I'm sure there's something. That's a good question. I don't even know. We just follow it. So I have Big J Cox reel that I had never fished.
Cox reel?
They were made in California.
Yeah. And what years? I know you're a vintage tackle guy. What years did they make Cox reel?
Well, I don't remember the exact years, but they're early to mid 1900s. They went on for quite a while, but I know this one is the vintage of like the 1930s.
Wow.
Right after they started making star drags. I had a solid wood rod. I'm not sure if it's hickory or ash, but it's one of the two.
Jeez.
That I had never pulled on.
Okay.
And then I had some 24-thread linen line that had to be over 50 years old anyway.
50-year-old linen line.
Yep. And
like stuff they make sheets out of.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff. And the rigging on it is nuts. You can't tie knots in it. You have to do this crazy floss thing to make a double line using all floss. And then you can use a wind-on leader. We can use fluorocarbon. But you can only do a single loop-to-loop. If you go double, it'll break every time.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd never pulled on anything on this gear before. I'd never caught a fish on linen before. And ended up catching a 219 on that gear.
And what was the bait?
It was a flying fish.
A dead flyer.
Yeah. We had stayed up all night at Catalina to catch flyers and never caught a one.
Okay.
We had two frozen.
Ooh.
So we left Catalina and ran all the way to San Clemente Island with two frozen flying fish. Came around the West End. It was supposed to blow that day, and it didn't. We came around the West End, and there was fish blowing up everywhere. And we were the only boat there.
Oh,
there was not another boat there.
Dreams are made of.
We slid right in the middle of it. I put this flying fish out, and I was bit in 15 minutes.
Did you know right from the bite that this was a real one?
Well, just looking around the boat, you knew.
Yeah.
And linen is crazy. Linen absorbs water when you're fishing it.
Okay.
So the stuff is totally unruly. I mean, it's got all this drag in the water and everything. And I'm like, you're just kind of like, this is all uncharted ground. And I think the clicker blew out on the bite. And then
it was a 1930s reel.
I know.
That.
And so I came tight. And at that moment, I was just like, I have no idea if everything's going to break.
You don't know if the rod, everything.
The rod could break. The line could break anywhere. It might be a rotten spot or whatever. But I came tight, and the fish did a scream and run, and everything held. And that's when we kind of all looked at each other and we're like, okay, we survived that.
Yeah, that's the
that's
first
big
wave.
Time.
Sure.
See what
because
happens now.
The only other times I've ever fished linen, I broke every fish off on the first run.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, like, I don't know how many fish I've broken off. First run, 20 yards, 30 yards gone. And that held. And we got, like, straight up and down, and we got a tail beat. And I harnessed in, and we're kind of looking at each other. Everyone just went dead silent.
So
everyone
cool.
went totally quiet. And so literally started fighting it. And then the fish made this crazy run, this crazy screaming run. The tips bouncing up and down and bouncing. And I just looked at everybody. I said, he's tail wrapped. He's tail wrapped. That, and I'm figuring that's not good.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's not good.
It's going to chafe you through.
But it turned out to be great because then it just went to dead weight.
Yeah.
Just dead weight. And I started, like, winding and lifting and winding and lifting.
I'm just trying to picture that because this is a 1930s reel. Like, think about how difficult that fish is to land on a Talica 25.
Totally.
This
we
is
were
a
thinking it the whole time.
Star grab.
I know. And lift and wind. Pretty soon I said, guys, we got color.
Yeah.
And then we threw a gaff in it, and it was a real one. And we all just looked at each other in absolute shock.
Yeah.
He did it.
And what is 24 thread? What pound test would that be equivalent to?
Well, if it's brand new wet, it should test at 72 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So,
if it's brand new, but this is 40 years old.
Yeah, so I adjusted the, put enough drag that I thought was reasonable on it,
okay.
and it held. And so the crazy thing is we put this thing in the bag, we're all excited, but we're not even thinking about it. And so it's in the bag, and then we fish the next day in another tournament. The Tuna Club tournament is split. First day's vintage, and then the next 2 days actually are the benefit tournament. And so we go in to weigh this thing, and Steve Behrens, who was on the boat with us, it was me and Steve Behrens and Greg and Michael Stotesbury, and we go in, and Steve comes out of the club because we're tied up at the dock of the club to get ice, and he's shaking his head. And we said, Steve, what's up? He said, guys, I just looked this up. He said, this hasn't been done in the club in 120 years.
Oh, wow. God.
And he said, and this now makes it the second largest bluefin tuna ever caught in Tuna Club history.
Wow.
And that's when it kind of sunk in.
Unreal,
yeah.
Man.
So it hadn't
with
been.
Vintage tackle.
Yeah, with vintage tackle and 24 thread linen.
The same. Yeah, you caught that fish the same way that the guys wrote the rules of that
exactly.
club. Like you caught it with the same gear and the same way that they did.
Yeah, there was one that was caught in 1898. That's still the biggest, 254. And then there was a lady caught one in, I think it was 1901. And that was the last one.
So cool.
Over
dude.
200 pounds. And. So, yeah, we talked about it, obviously, for the next – I'm still talking about how crazy it was that, you know, it actually happened. And then we talked about how many shots they must have gotten
right.
back then. And then also the fact, you know, you see all these pictures of Tuna Club history and all these big tunas, and you don't pay attention and you think they're all enormous. But the truth was almost all of them, well, virtually all but two were under the 200-pound mark, and most of them were around 100 pounds because they were losing all those other big fish.
Yeah.
And
to be able to catch one actually over 200 is
that's crazy.
So
well, congratulations.
Crazy. Yeah,
that's,
no so, kidding.
That's an amazing feat.
And so we caught that one, but actually we put the other flyer out and we got bit and we missed him. Steve was going to catch that one and we missed him on the bite. And that would have been doubly
that's
crazy.
Cool,
yeah. So
wow.
It was
and what
amazing.
Was the 292? Is that what you said? How big was the other one that you caught?
No, 192.
Okay, 192 on that. And what was that?
50
on?
Pound Dacron on modern tackle.
Dacron,
That fish was crazy. That
was
fish,
that a flying fish too?
That was a squid fish. Squid fish.
Okay.
I preset the drag on that. It was Talica 25. I had like 23 pounds of drag on that fish. Or 23 to 25 pounds of drag for 7 hours. That fish never showed himself for 5 hours.
Oh, just a beast.
You know, and then somebody catches one in like, you know, 30 minutes. But he showed at 5 hours, did a couple circles in color there, and then went straight back down for two more hours. And then we finally got him, but we were really, really lucky to have him. And we lost, like, we hooked like 10 fish in 2 days on that trip. And
what time of the year?
That was July.
July. Wow.
Yeah. That was crazy. How many? We were just bit all the time.
Yeah.
At one point, we went to bed, and we had three rods out. All three of them went off.
Oh!
I was the first one up, and I run up to the bow, and all three rods are bit. And it's all on deck ground, and all three rods are just getting dumped. And it was like,
crazy.
Pick up one. I don't care which one you pick up. But
we want to sleep. Come on, leave us alone, right?
It's amazing.
That's
but
cool.
Sure. For this kind of fishing, I can say without a doubt that Southern California in the last few years is the best bluefin fishery anywhere in the world, bar none.
Yeah.
Bar none.
You've seen a lot of
them. Yeah. I mean, they catch bigger ones in the Northeast or here or there, but they're not catching the numbers and seeing the volume and getting the shots that people in Southern California are, period.
Yeah, so that's cool. Let's hope it happens again this year.
Yeah.
It could happen. So,
it could happen.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Shimano. For one that is properly prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't want to fish antique tackle.
See, I still got to catch one on 9-thread.
Yeah, 9-thread. Yeah.
That's 27-pound
27-pound test. Okay. You have fun doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to.
So one that's properly prepared, what would you recommend would be the proper tackle for an angler targeting a big bluefin here in Southern California?
Gosh, it's a difficult question because there's so many ways and we don't know how to fish for them.
Yeah.
The techniques are continuing to evolve, and I think they have to. Even the stuff that worked 2 and 3 years ago is not working as well now. So we have to think that maybe the stuff we used last year, the year before, may not work as well this year. Mm-hmm. And we don't know how big the fish are going to be.
Sure.
But I think at minimum, you know, you need to have a Talica 20 or 25. You're going to need to have a Talica 50. This is for the bigger fish.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need to have that level of gear on a regular basis. And then it really depends if you're trolling the Yummy Flyer or if you're, you know, there was a lot of fish caught drifting bait this year. And then, of course, there's the whole flatfall phenomenon. But if I'm me and I'm fishing flatfall or I'm fishing bait, I am absolutely fishing at minimum attack 25. And honestly, these days now coming up attack 50,
yeah.
You know,
because you don't know whether it's going to be 100 or 300, right?
You don't. And it doesn't even matter what fish you're seeing. You know, maybe you may be seeing 50 to 90 pounders, but if you fish a flat fall at 200 feet, it could easily be a 250 or whatever. And so then it really just, what kind of gear do you want to hook that fish on? You know, and I wouldn't want to have it on any less than attack 25 myself. But
yeah. With what pound test on that?
You know, I'd fish. I think you're good with 100 or 130. And then, you know, I'm convinced that you just stay with heavy leader. Stay with heavy leader. When the fish want to bite, they're going to bite, and you're not going to lose them.
Yep.
And resist.
Like, what's heavy leader?
Well, if you're fishing that kind of stuff, I there's no reason to go less than 100 pound, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, when we were fishing the Dacron stuff, we were fishing mostly 80. Because mostly you can only pull so hard on Dacron, so you're using it just for chafing. But so at the very low end is 80, and I would be fishing 100 or even 130 because when they're going to bite, they're going to bite.
Yeah.
And you're going to make the mistake of going to a light leader thinking it's going to help you get a bite, and you're going to hook that fish, and you're going to invest 2 hours or whatever in it, and you're probably going to lose it.
Yeah.
And
that's good advice,
you know,
man.
Yeah, just stay with it. You're going to get the right bite. You're going to catch the right fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it appears, I mean, let's knock on wood, but it appears that we're going to have another season like that. You don't know until it comes, but there's plenty of volume around, and indicators show that possibly we could have it.
Yeah.
It could be a repeat, we hope.
You know, a lot of people ask me, do you think the fish are going to show up again? I say, you know what? It's the big question is the bait going to show up again? If the bait is here, the fish will – there's no real reason for them to move on. If the bait's not here, they're going wherever that bait goes. But
sure.
That's the serious question is if the bait's going to be here. And from what everyone's seen and heard so far, it will be here.
All right.
So,
We're good with that.
That coastal stuff is crazy for January. That's amazing. I mean, even going back, I think, in all the history of the tuna club, they weren't fishing them in January.
So, oh, really?
Not that I recall looking in the record books, no.
I mean, not that should be a surprise. I mean, it's bluefin. It's not supposed to be here in January. But you think about, you know, like that. My mind keeps going to that. You know, I mean, it's so cool that there are records of this style of thing happening once before. And you can look at those tuna club things, and that's, you know, you can see the years when that fish was caught, and then when it wasn't caught for a long
cyclical.
Time, you can see the cycle happening. So that's interesting.
I think some of the longest cycles in the tuna club history on catching those was about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that makes sense. Then the water changes or something changes. But the fish are here because the water and the bait's here.
Yeah.
That's why. If the water and the bait is not here, the fish are not going to be here.
They're not going to be here.
So they're going to go wherever that goes.
So what's new in Shimano? You guys have been coming out with some amazing stuff. We could talk about bluefin tuna all day, but you know,
we have so much cool stuff.
2 hours goes fast.
Yeah. You know, we have quite a bit of new stuff. We have a lot of new stuff coming up, but. You know, recent introductions, we introduced Torium and a Power Gear, which is an interesting option for a lot of different techniques.
Torium and a Power Gear? So what's that mean?
Yeah, it's lower gear ratio, more drag. So there's some interesting, I think, applications for that. Corrado DC has been huge news for the bait casting crowd. That's just absolutely dynamite, and our new SLX bait casting reel. And then now, most recently, the new Stella SW. So, spinning reel. Yeah.
So, what's new about the Stella SW?
You know, I would really classify Stella SW as just a huge number of refinements rather than anything like, you know, huge new. We improved the drag system and the heat dissipation on the drag system. We improved the corrosion resistance, the gear smoothness. We just improved a lot of different things for the way Stella's being used these days. So that's all pretty cool.
What about Power Pro Super 8 Slick, the new version? That's something new, talking about Power Pro.
Yeah, and I haven't even got to that, but Super Slick V2 is also very cool. It's just a really, really nice, if you're doing almost all casting, you know, ton of casting, then SSV2 is a really, really nice line for that.
Smooth, casting both spinning as well as conventional?
Yeah, both. Okay. Yeah. You know, I think for a lot of the live bait situations and stuff here, maybe it's not as much application, but if you're doing a lot of like lure casting and stuff like that, it's so smooth, and the main difference between it and the previous Super Slick is the construction. We improved the abrasion resistance on it, yet still kept it really smooth. So that part's cool, too. So I think, you know, it's a line to think about for calico bass guys and stuff like that. So
yeah, sounds perfect for the bay bass tournament, right, Rick?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I was going to say, one of the things that I'm so stoked with Shimano and proud of is exactly what you just said, is, you know, you put a lot of effort into the new Stella, and it's the highest-end reel, and it's a flagship and so important. But the SLX and the DC Corrado, those are awesome reels that everybody can afford. I mean, the SLX is an awesome, awesome performing, low profile bass reel, spotties, calicos, freshwater fishing, and I mean, at a very, very easy to afford pocketbook price. I mean, it's an inexpensive reel, like flat out.
It's what's interesting on the SLX is, you know, a lot of one of the real historical reels we had is the Corrado B, 200B, the green Corrado, and everyone's, are you ever going to bring back the green Corrado? We brought back better than the green Corrado in the SLX for less money.
Yes.
The green Corrado, when it came out, was $119. The SLX is $99, and the SLX has a way higher spec and performance than the Corrado B did. That was 1984.
Wow.
So, or I'm sorry, 94. So, we brought it back, and it's even better, and it's called the SLX.
It's a $100 reel that performs better than most of what has ever been available for half again as much. You know, I mean, there's most reels at $149 and higher don't perform as well as this, as a $99. It's awesome. Like, the spotty bay bass thing, like, it is a very, very good reel. And the other one is Corrado DC. Like, we just all assumed that level of DC technology was going to be in a $500 reel. Like, when when the rumors start coming, all that this is coming out, and then you talk to guys like Benny about how well this thing works and how well it casts and how smooth it is, you just assume it's going to be a $500 reel, and then when it comes out for half that amount, it's awesome. Like, I love that you guys put so much effort into very affordable killer reels.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, look, there's no question, we make a lot of really premium high-end stuff, and people know us for that, but we make a lot of really affordable tackle, and the Corrado DC has been really fun. There's so much online with all the crazy stuff people are doing with it. Right after we introduced it, there was people making videos of casting the DC, casting like a casting plug into a wall.
Okay.
And showing that it didn't backlash.
Exactly.
So explain the DC's technology for those that may not understand that.
Well, it's an electronic braking system, basically, and it's self-powered in the reel. There's not an external battery or anything that ever needs to be replaced, and it continually monitors the speed of the spool, and it knows when the spool is spinning too fast and slows it down appropriately, but not enough to rob any sort of performance or distance. And there are different settings in there, too, that you can make it more free or less free. But, you know, you can literally take a plastic plug or whatever and just throw it right into the wind with very little to no thumb pressure.
You mean even Steve Paisel wouldn't be able to back?
I cannot promise that.
Yeah.
I cannot promise that. But yeah, it was so fun watching people. If you go on YouTube and stuff like that, they're like, look at this. And they just like, as hard as they can cast a plug straight at a wall, and it hits the wall, and they're like, look, no backlash. And there's just been a tremendous blow up of all the things, the crazy things that people are doing with DCs. And they're not even fishing. They're just casting it. And that's been really cool. So
pretty awesome.
And, you know, we're just proud of that. It's a unique Shimano technology. And we're able to bring it to a level, as Ricky said, that a lot of people can get into it and enjoy. And for a lot of people and the cool thing is it's not just some beginner's reel. It works for somebody who's just starting a bait casting reel, but for professional, you know, tournament level people, there's a million applications. Skipping under docks, I mean, it just goes on and on and on of what DC will
That's
do for any level of angler, any level. But we have gotten a lot of feedback from people that have said, you know, I've always been intimidated to use a bait casting reel, and they're like, I picked up the DC and I can use it, and I can understand why in some techniques, you know, people really want to use a bait casting reel.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And all that for like $250.
Yeah. $250.
Yeah. Versus the DSIC technology when it first came out was like $750, right?
Yeah, it was pretty high.
Yeah.
And we still have it at the higher end in Metanium DC and stuff like that. But
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Metanium has the DC.
We have Metanium DC. Yeah.
You want to talk? Sure. You want to talk about a cool
rail?
Yeah. 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 That's
so. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here with Mr. Dave Pfeiffer.
You're not kidding. And so cool that all bases covered. You know, talk about a guy that is as comfortable catching a calico bass as a bluefin tuna, as talking about the bearings inside of your Trinidad. It's just so much fun and so much great stuff to talk about and so many cool stories to tell. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, there are two ways to do so. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking fishing, talking Shimano, and talking with Dave, we are giving away such an amazing prize for one lucky caller. You want to talk about cool new reels? How about a brand new Shimano Tranx 200A HG? Again, one of the newest killer low-profile reels. You want to talk about an awesome platform for your saltwater fishing, from as small as bodies up to the biggest calico bass fishing and everything in between, an awesome reel. And somebody's winning that brand-new Tranx at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your opportunity, that awesome reel, or better yet, your chance to talk to Dave, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Laredo, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Laredo. Laredo has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Laredo. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Laredo at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLaredo.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Laredo, is waiting for you.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. No one makes more lures that get bit by more fish than Shimano. Colt Sniper Jigs, Colt Sniper Jerk Baits, Pop Orca, Butterfly, and the amazing Shimano Flat Fall Jig. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you choose the right Shimano jig for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano jigs, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Dave and also have a chance to win that Tranx 200 AHG reel. But before we jump into the phones, let's go down south, down to the East Cape with Genren Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Mark Rayer. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, guys. It's a beautiful morning here on the East Cape.
Wow.
I'm enjoying listening to the show, man. It sounds like Shimano's got some new stuff. I could use a little help with my casting, even after all my years. I got to try one of those.
We all can.
Yeah, it's embarrassing when you climb down out of the bridge and you muff one, and you got clients watching you do it. You know,
it happens. We call it a professional backlash.
Yeah. Yeah, professional overrun.
Yeah, that's it. So what's up, Mark?
Well, it's been the fish are here, but it's been hard to get to them because it's been so windy. It's been wind. The days we are able to get out, we're catching marlin, catching dorado, but that's not very often. We haven't been out in 10 days, no, 8 days or so. But it's supposed to lay down the beginning of the week for most of next week, and we just repowered Genren 3. What a monstrous project that was. I should have left it to the professionals rather than trying to do it myself, but we got it done, and we want to put her in and take a few laps around the pond and make sure that everything's okay, and maybe we'll catch a fish or two while we're doing it. So that'll be fun.
That's great, Mark.
Part of the reason I called in, the biggest part of the reason I called in is it's unbelievable, but our reservations are coming in ahead of any previous year, and it appears that so are the resorts. I had some folks that want to stay at Rancho Lunero. They weren't able to get in. The place was full. It was kind of a bummer. Then I had some other folks. I had another group that wanted to stay at either Palmas or Playa in June. Place was plugged. They couldn't get in. Then I had another group that wanted to stay at Palmas or Playa at the end of October. They were plugged. They couldn't get in. I just want to tell your listeners, man, if you're thinking about going fishing this year, the word is out that the East Cape is back and fishing is good, and people need to plan early. That's the best advice I could give.
That's great advice. Good
advice,
Mark.
Yeah. And I know our trip in October, our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, this year our 25th year.
That's awesome.
Of our Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. I know there's spots available, but not very many, because that's absolute prime time there in October. But same goes for not only for Rancho Lanero and the resorts, but also for Genren Sport Fishing. So if somebody wants to book a date on Genren, how do we do that?
Pete, I want to talk a little bit about tournaments, and I'll tell you how to get hold of us. But it's unbelievable. We're ahead of schedule, but I'm looking, and we have dates available for your tournament at Rancho Lanero in June. We have dates available for your tournament at Palmas de Cortez in October. We also have a boat open for the Dorado Shootout, which is extremely popular. I'm amazed that we have a boat for that. We have a boat for Fish and Chips, the Keeping It Real tournament. If somebody out there wants to fish a tournament, there's some really good opportunities right now to jump on one of our boats. You can call me at 310-308-5841. Or you can text that number, 310-308-5841. That's my U.S. cell phone. Or you can always email me at mark@teamgenren.com.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And continued success with Genren Sport Fishing in the East Cape there. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right. Well, let's jump into the phone. Started off this morning with Colin, who's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Good morning, Colin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Colin?
Hey, my question for Dave today is I just picked up a few of those Lucanus jigs based on Kathy and
Kathy and Frank's.
Frank's. Yeah, yeah, recommendation. So those are about the strangest jigs I ever seen. How are those designed to be fished? And can you go a little bit into what goes into the R&D into something like that?
Yeah.
So Frank Lopresti and Kathy mentioned that they're killing the yellowtail on the Lucanus jigs.
Yeah.
So that's a background on that call.
Yeah, and we caught a lot of the quick story on it is we developed Lucanus for bottom fishing. It's an offshoot of a technique in Japan that they use for catching big snappers. And so we tried it out here on our snapper and bottom fish, and they work great. And basically in a bottom fishing mode for vermilions or all that kind of stuff, it's really as simple as you get. You need a fairly light tip rod. You drop it to the bottom, basically braid with a fluorocarbon leader, and you wind it very slow. And it just sort of crawls straight up. And the fish just climb on, and you don't need to swing. That's why it has the two small hooks. You just keep winding right into the bite. And if you don't get a bite, drop it back down, wind it back slow. And works great for catching cod of all different kinds, all species. The offshoot of that was there were times out in the deep water at Clemente where we're like, well, we didn't get bit here. And we're speed winding to the top and just get piled on by yellowtail. And we're like, wow, okay, that's another technique that these work on yellowtail. So we actually started using them on yellowtail. All we did was change the hook out. We put a single bigger assist hook on there instead of the two small hooks that you use for cod. And they work dynamite for big yellowtail. And we caught a lot of big yellowtail, and I've heard that they're catching them on those down there. I don't know if they think it's a red crab thing or what they think it is. It doesn't matter what they think it is. It works.
It works.
And it's a little less work than a typical, you know, grinding that yo-yo, grinding your arm off on the yo-yo because there's not as much resistance. And they work.
And
they
what tackle work. would you do? You wouldn't fish it with the standard Lucanus tackle.
No, no. If you know you're fishing mostly yellows, obviously you're going to want to gear up, you know, your tackle according to what size yellows that you're catching around there. But the cool thing is they'll also work fine on bottom fish if they're mixed in those same areas. So the R&D on that was we took kind of an established fishery that we saw in another part of the world, and this happens a lot, and we brought over here and sort of started messing with it and said, what do we have to do to adjust it to work here? And that's what happened with Lucanus. And Lucanus ended up working really well here in Southern California, for those two species, all the different cod and yellowtail. And then it works great in the Northeast for a whole bunch of different species, too. I think it tends to work best in colder water species rather than really warm water species. We caught fish in, like, off Florida and stuff like that, but not as readily as we did here. And I don't know if that's a technique adjustment that we just didn't get or it has to do with warm water. But in cold water, Lucanus is a really versatile and easy to fish, you know, lure.
The new jig, the Lucanus flat, is that fished in a similar fashion?
Fished in a very similar fashion, yeah. And it'll just
a different shape
sort
body.
Of wiggle a little bit more and a little bit different than the standard Lucanus. Yep.
All right. Very good. That's answered your question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's talk to Captain Frank Lopresti, the guy that turned our caller on to that idea, huh?
Thank you, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, you guys. Boy, you're talking about Kathy's, one of Kathy's favorite jigs there. That's her secret weapon.
Exactly.
Ah, the cat's out of the bag.
Well, I got several reports for you this morning, Pete. One is that I happen to have a friend who has a seiner that is in Mexico and in Ensenada. And to follow Mexican laws and ensure that they do things properly, they had to go through an inspection, and then they had to go out and do a trial set. So they went out 8 miles west of Ensenada in 200 fathoms of water, didn't turn on sonar, meter, nothing, just went ahead and did a trial set to show the net works properly. They caught 18 bluefin tuna.
Jeez. Get out of here.
Wow.
Get out of
just
here.
Blind.
20 to 25 pounds.
Nice.
Okay, so if anybody's wondering where they're at, I'll bet they're between Clemente. They're all over the place. They really are. They're all the way down. I know there's some fish outside Uncle Sam Bank, so the bluefin have not gone anywhere to speak of.
All right, we like that.
I know RC from the tackle shop, who I know Frank was talking to, that they, you know, he and his two buds went fishing in their skiff the other day, and they had two nice schools of bluefin just south of the 182. I mean, no, didn't catch them, but saw them up jumping around, saw them on the meter. I mean, no doubt as to what they were. I mean, just our guy, you know, guys in the tackle store keeping them honest, and them January bluefins. It's pretty amazing what's going on right now.
All good news, no doubt about it.
All right, in addition to that, Roy called last night and gave me a report. As you know, you may not know, he's on an 18-passenger trip, the normal Jerry Brown trip, and he has 16 passengers aboard. Yesterday, he had 29 yellowfin tuna. Largest one was caught by Rich Springer, 254 pounds. Nice. The next one by Sam Rader, 215 pounds. He had 9 fish from 150 to 187. And all the rest were over 100 pounds. So pretty darn steady fishing for 16 guys. That's almost 2 fish per passenger.
Wow,
so
that's great.
Darn good fishing. And the last thing that I had, Pete, was the February 8th trip has like 6 openings. We've had so many cancellations on that trip. But anyhow, we have 6 openings. And I think the major announcement is that I think most people are aware that Jonathan Yamati is no longer with us. He has made the decision he's going to become a commercial fisherman, so he's on a bait boat now. In fact, he's down off of Peru trying to fish yellowfin. But it put us in a position where we had to find another good operator, and I think we have one of the best. And starting February 8th, Jeff DeBuys will be permanent on the Royal Polaris along with Roy Rhodes.
Wow. That's big news. Captain Jeff DeBuys has been around for a long time in the long range fleet, certainly considered one of the top long range captains, and to grab him and put him on the Royal Polaris with the one and only Captain Roy Rhodes, what a combo!
Yeah, what a team! Good call, Frank. That's great news.
Yeah, I'm very happy about it, and I think it's a 1-2 punch that's going to be very, very difficult to beat. And as usual, you know, taking care of the passengers is always our number one goal.
All right. Thanks, Frank. A lot of big news there. Appreciate
great.
That. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Appreciate that report, and congratulations on the addition of Jeff DeBoy.
Thank you very much, you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Frank. All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out what's going on with the cast, man. We got Richard Castaneda standing by with your Baja report. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano and what we're giving away today, the Shimano Trank 200 AHG. What a reel.
Oh, man.
What an addition to that Trank lineup.
And that's exactly what it was. That was the thing that really completed. When the original Trank 500 came out, it changed the way that we fished low-profile reels, especially reels that cast braided line. I think that was the best casting reel for a Power Pro Spectra type line that ever had been around. But it left us wanting for that smaller size. Then next thing came the Trank 400, then the 3. Now finishing the job with that Trank 200. It's a fantastic reel. Small, low profile, a amazing casting, really good drags, really good gear, but affordable price and fits right in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, Dave Pfeiffer, that Trank 200 HG, game changer on a small, low-profile reel, right?
Should do the job.
Power.
Power.
Unbelievable
great
power.
Great casting.
Very
easy
smooth.
To use.
Yeah. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the brand new Shimano Trank 200 AHG at your dealer.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda, standing by. And today, the report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. You should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store. We got Richard Castaneda standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Yes, man.
Hey, man, I want you to make sure that my hat goes in the ring for that Trank.
You want that Trank 200, cast man?
I can use it on that Columbia Peacock Bass Trip next January.
Very good. All right.
All right, man.
We'll see what
just
Adam
keep me
says
in mind, Pete.
That. All right,
of course. I don't hold grudges.
Okay. All right, cast man.
I got you, Cass.
Thanks, Ricky. Appreciate that. Excuse me. Anyway, the fishing down in Cabo San Lucas continues really good for those striped marlin. They're up to 2 to 3 releases per boat per day, so some really good striped marlin fishing going on there. There's schools of yellowfin out 25, 30 miles. You find the porpoise, you get into this fish anywhere from 25 to 100 pounds, so that's really good news. Over at San Jose del Cabo there at Gordo Bank, they've been pulling some 100-pound tuna out of there this past week, and up around the Iman Bank, there was a show in Oahu this past week also. So some good stuff going on the southern tip of Baja. Over in Mazatlan there, the stripers are starting to come in, the striped marlin. A few sailfish mixed in with them, and a few scattered Dorado. Moving down to Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo. Still some really good fishing close to the harbor. Blue water's just about to the harbor entrance, and most of the action is between 4 and 5 miles off the beach there for sailfish, a few blue marlin mixed in, some quality Dorado up to 20 kilos, which works out to about 45 pounds. Also, if you can get out far enough, 30, 35 miles, they're finding the tuna out there under the porpoise, and there's reports of some 100-pound fish being taken there. So, you know, it's a kind of a hit or miss to go out and look for those porpoise, but if you find them, you're going to get into some nice tuna. Of course, along the beaches there in Ixtapa, a lot of big jacks, especially around Ixtapa Island there. They were getting some big 30-pound jack crevel and a few roosters mixed in. Seems like the roosters really haven't come in any big numbers yet. So I'm kind of hoping when we get down there with our March group to Ixtapa that those big roosters are in there because they get some nice 50, 60-pound roosters along those beaches. So anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. I still got, I think, 4 rooms left for our Loretto Rumble, May 19 to 23. Anybody wants to get in on that trip can give me a call at 800-593-6510 or send me an email at fishwithcass@gmail.com. But that's the report for this week, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday. All right, phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
You're not kidding, man. They are packed. How about we talk to Scott? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Scott? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great. Scott, great.
Hey, I had a question for Dave. I was wondering if they're still going to offer those Shimano tackle days out of like Fisherman's Landing or any other landings to be able to try some of the new Shimano gear that they have?
You know, I think that's just something that we're – it's kind of always in the mix, and it just depends on year to year if it works out, doesn't work out, what's new, what's not new. So it's not something I think that we'll do every single year, but certainly if we have kind of a lot of new product in a year for Southern California, it's something that's on the table for us to try to work with a few of our good dealers on.
Indeed. I know Fishman's Line Tackle, I know he's represented well
yep.
with Shimano there. And,
oh, awesome,
and then
yeah.
also the Longfin has a Shimano day
yep.
I believe it's June.
Yeah, we do that. We do the days. I think what yeah. he was talking is where you can, you know, cast the stuff. And yeah. we really honestly only have a couple, well, one location where we can really do that, and that's Fishman's Landing Tackle Shop. So, you know, kind of as I was saying, if we have some new stuff specifically for California that works in that kind of environment, then we would plan that.
And there's been plenty of times when Robbie and the guys have, you know, when something new comes out like that, we'll literally have an outfit down yeah. there and, we'll train up all our boys and talk about it. And we do that. We just go down to the dock and we fire the thing off and cast, and this is how this works and this is how it doesn't. Any time that we have, at least on the Fisherman's Landing side, anytime we have any type of a tackle event, it's always closely associated with Shimano, and you can always expect to find, you know, a couple of the boys on the team from Shimano down there casting things off the dock, whether it be showing how a plug works or how this new reel works or how this new rod casts. So anytime that we have an event down there, you can always plan on that.
And there's always a possibility, too, in the future that Robbie and Let's Talk Hookup may put together a trip on the Liberty like we've done in the past, where we take
a bunch of gear
on the boat, and you get to try it actually in actual fishing conditions, which is a really nice thing.
Yep.
And it just depends on time and timing, and we'll keep you posted.
And what's new here. And what's happening.
What's yeah. happening, yeah. And we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup on those events. Scott, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Reggie and Moorpark up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Reggie. Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
Great.
So just bear me a bit here. I've just got a brief story about, you know, my love affair or my new love affair with Shimano. So I grew up bass fishing, largemouth bass fishing, and I always fished one of their competitors' reels. Like, I was religious about it. Like, you couldn't convince me not to fish their brand whatsoever. And I switched over to saltwater, fishing saltwater a little bit more. And as you guys know, I fish a lot on the Mission Bell, and
right.
Captain Steve Peterson, he's a Shimano guy. So if anyone knows him also, that he can cast like no other. Like, he casts a surface iron like better than anybody that I know, period. So one day I pick up his rod in reel setup, and he has the Trinidad on there, and I cast it out. I was like, dude, I was like, oh, my gosh. Night and day difference from what I was using. So long story short, I have now three Trinidads, kind of embarrassed, but I have three of them. And also I have some Talicas. I mean, Shimano, you guys make some really good product, and I'm proud to say that I fish you guys' stuff.
Well, thank
now,
you.
My
I
couple
appreciate
questions,
that.
The couple questions I do have is, like the Trinidad, is there going to be like any – revisions or anything new coming with it, and are those designed in Japan?
As far as revisions, yeah, I'm sure, you know, at some point we'll renew the Trinidad again. I mean, all of our products have a life cycle, but a lot of it really, when we renew something, just depends on sort of what new technology that we have that's going to make it better. And that's what we're working on all the time. And it may come from a different product that we develop and figure that, oh, you know what, we can apply that to Trinidad and make it better in this way or that way. So it is engineered in Japan with input from all of us in our offices. We have full-time QC and market research people in our office that are constantly feeding back about how the product's performing, what some of the issues might be with it, how techniques are changing, how the market's changing, and therefore how we need to continually involve the product. But the actual hard engineering, if you will, the drawings, all that is done in Japan, but it's all with feedback from here. So, yeah, at some point, I'm not sure when right now on the Trinidad, but at some point there'll be another one, but only when we can make it a lot better than it is now, or if techniques and the market is changing a lot for how people are using it and what they need from it. So whichever one of those kind of happens first is when we'll see a new Trinidad.
Great, Reggie. Thanks for your support. Appreciate the call this morning.
Roy in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Roy.
Good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
All right. Question. I was kind of looking at Shimano's website last night, and either I missed it or maybe it's not there anymore, but I noticed that the old green Corrado 300 EJ, the one that everyone uses for calico bass and whatnot stuff, Is it not there anymore? Did you, and if not, what did you guys replace it with?
Yeah, the Corrado 300 EJ is gone away, and really the Tranks 200, 300, 400 has taken over all of that of that market or that type of product. So, yeah, not in the future on anything on the Corrado 300. Honestly, I think that the Tranks 200 or 300 is really even a much, much better reel than the Corrado 300 EJ. You know, but the 300 EJ is, gosh, off the top of my head, I forget how many years old that technology. And so the new technology in the Tranks and everything is, especially with the way the 300 EJ was being used in saltwater, is, I think, widely accepted as a you know, much improved product for that type of fishing and use.
So, Dave, compare the Corrado EJ with the Tranks, just for our listeners. It's like, I know
everything is different.
I know. But.
But mainly, you know, especially the gearing what we've learned in gearing with the larger main gears in the Tranks and everything, the saltwater corrosion issues, the type of spool that we're using, the drag range and the max drag on it, handle configuration. I mean,
access to cast controls different, the braking system's different.
It's a night and day difference. Really, the 300 EJ was actually designed at going way, way, way back. The 300E was a larger size bass reel, freshwater type reel, mm-hmm. that people started using really aggressively in saltwater. It kind of came along just before a real shift in saltwater to using, you know, smaller casting reels to do bigger jobs. And so that was kind of in the gap in between. Tranks was designed 100% from, you know, the ground up to be a heavy-duty performing inshore type of reel.
Like,
so, yeah.
Corrado was a big version of a freshwater bass
reel
that people caught saltwater fish on.
Yeah.
Tranks, you went knowing, all right, guys are going to fish yellowtail and school-sized tuna and do all kinds of stuff that you still probably shouldn't with a reel this small, but we're going to make it strong enough.
Yeah, and all the spec is designed to do that. So, yeah, so there's really, I mean, almost no comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, you could compare it, but basically every single thing about the reel has been changed in Tranks. And I've fished, I don't know how many fish I caught on a Corrado 300 EJ and fishing the Tranks. I really feel that it's a much, much better product for that application.
So. Once you go Tranks, you just, like, you can't go anywhere else.
Yeah. At the time, I loved the 300 EJ.
Oh,
believe
absolutely.
Me, I caught all kinds of stuff. Yeah. But now there's some much improved product.
And the
available.
Tranks has a similar handle configuration with the options of a paddle handle in the regular 300 or the power handle in the HG.
Yeah. There's a lot available there. Yep.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Richard. He's calling us from Monrovia this morning. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question for Dave is I'm recovering from a major shoulder injury, and I don't know if I'll be able to fish my jig rods anymore, my surface iron rods anymore when I start fishing again. Spinning reel-wise, Ferros or Stella and a rod matchup, what would you recommend to fish surface irons and stuff? Can it be done with a spinning reel and rod rig?
Okay, so answering first, can it be done? It can be done. The challenge, in my opinion, on spinning for the surface iron is how you can feel the rhythm of the surface iron, because you know, your line is being wrapped on a spool spinning underneath the rod, so you're not able to really touch the line. And at least for me, surface iron fishing, where I knew what was going on with my surface iron, is when I'm level winding and I can really feel in the line that jig thumping and swimming and know when I get it right. So that's the difficulty. I mean, a spinning rod's going to cast the surface iron fine. All that is fine. It's how you get the right, you know, momentum and action on your jig with the spinning reel, because you're a little more disconnected from it. You can do it. You're just going to have to really practice it. And we make 8-foot spin rods in the Terramar lineup that would be dynamite for it. You're gonna throw a surface iron. You're going to just throw it so far. I mean, that part's easy. And then finding your rhythm when you're turning the handle. I would recommend Saragossa, honestly, as one of the best all around. You could probably do it with like an 8,000 with Power Pro. And, I mean, you're going to cast the jig a mile. It's going to swim good. You just got to figure out that right rhythm on the spinning reel for whatever jig you prefer to use or what's working that day. So,
practice.
Yeah.
Great answer.
That's
so,
it. But
Saragossa,
you can certainly do it if you commit to it. Yeah.
Saragossa 8,000 reel and then the Terramar rod.
Yeah, an 8-foot Terramar spin rod. They're on our website. You could go bigger, but I think for most of your fishing, an 8,000, if you're using, I would put like 65 Max Quattro on there, and then you can decide whether to tie straight, which I do, or you can put on, you know, a short fluorocarbon.
Yeah, like you should.
Yeah. Or a short fluorocarbon leader or monoliter, you know, on top of that. And it's going to work. I just emphasize again, you got to figure out how you're going to get the right rhythm in the jig.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report and another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's back. The Big Bay Bass Tournament and Dana Landing in Mission Bay will host the 7th Annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale Sunday, January 27th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7, followed by the Ultimate Panel Discussion next door at Fast Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afron Abutin, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer. Learn the best techniques for catching fish in the bay. Get free lunch from Traeger Grills. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. We're talking big discounts on the tackle you need from all the top manufacturers. Over 20 different tackle representatives and vendors will be on hand to answer your questions. From Fisherman's Processing to Pure Fishing, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Salty Crew, Cedros Kayak Fishing, and more. Sign up for CCA at the Dana Landing event and receive a $40 gift card. It's one day only, Sunday, January 27th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana launch ramp in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or Snap INS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.